Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know when it comes to my skincare, I wonder what a 60-year-old who doesn't bathe thinks. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before we get to something more important on that, what does a 60-year-old man who doesn't bathe think about skincare? Ask Brad Pitt and his new line of skincare products called Le Domaine Skincare. I'm not good with the French. Le Domaine Skincare. It's a grape-based genderless line of skincare products. Genderless skincare products. So forever, it has been seen as like a great idea to treat men and women's skin differently and have products that are in like black and gray for the men and cream-colored and pink and floral for the women and different smells and stuff like that because people seem to like it. But now this. Anyway, a grape-based genderless line of skincare products ranging from $80 to $380 available now from Brad Pitt's Le Domaine Skincare. The genderless collection, which includes a serum, cream, and emulsion, is part of the actor's daily routine. I got a morning wash, I do my serum, I do my day cream, and I'm done. I'm out the door. Then at night, I do my wash, I'm committed to the wash, I do my serum, and I do the night cream. Done.
But what about the emulsion? Or was that the wash?
Brad Pitt always looks grimy to me. He's going to have to start looking more fresh and glowing if he wants to sell the skincare products to me.
Hey, I can Photoshop that.
The glowing, the clean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, well, if they can trim up Kim Kardashian's thighs, they can make Brad Pitt glow.
Well, he credits Gwyneth for getting him into it. I think Gwyneth got into it in saying, dude, look around you. Look at the Kardashians. Look at Jennifer Aniston. The money is in having healthcare products. That's where the money is. That's how Gwyneth convinced him. People who like you will buy this crap like crazy.
Oh, yeah. So true.
Yeah, that's where the money is. But I get it with Jennifer Aniston. She is a 55-year-old who still looks great, and her skin looks great, and her hair looks great. Brad Pitt's just grimy. It's just... If he wanted
he's
to sell
got a
me,
name, though. He's known for handsomeness. He's so handsome.
Yeah, all right.
You know, you got to get a skincare line or a tequila.
Yeah, I could see him
or
having...
another booze.
I could see him having a clothing line because he always looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't know about skincare and hair care for him.
Yeah, kind of a casually hip, hot-looking guy clothing line, please.
Okay. So now the serious thing, and this is either a big deal or it's not.
You remember when he was with Jennifer Aniston, and I proposed the name like Bennifer. I proposed Anis Pitt.
Right.
But that didn't catch on. What'd they go? Bradifer? Is that what they went for? Yeah, Bradifer. I think Anis Pitt's better, but...
He's a sickener.
So our elite military branches, I've never been to Annapolis in Maryland where The Navy
Naval Academy. Mm-hmm.
And I've never been to West Point, where the Army does their thing. But I have been to where the Air Force does their thing in Colorado Springs many, many times, where the best of your Air Force go.
I have a good friend who went to West Point for a year.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't like it. They recruited him for sports, and he thought, this is not for me. Yeah.
But the Air Force, we used to do our band trips were there, and we'd march on the field for games and stuff like that. The Air Force Academy. But anyway, the Air Force there in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy has adopted a new gender-inclusive training that they're telling all the cadets.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
That includes not using the term boyfriend or girlfriend or mom and dad. We can get into some more of the particulars here. They want all the cadets to use inclusive language, use words that include all genders, the training material tells cadets, warning them to ask people what they call themselves rather than assuming. You think the Chinese spend a lot of time worried about this when they're training their military people for global dominance? Instead of saying you guys, cadets are told to use gender-neutral terms like team, squaddies, folks, and even y'all. Some families are headed by single parents, grandparents, foster parents, two moms, two dads, etc. So consider parent or caregiver instead of mom and dad.
Consider going to hell. That is unfreaking believable. No, you're not going to use mom and dad like humans have through all of human history because you as a giant bureaucracy are terrified of the queer theory, critical theory activists. You have no idea how deluded you've become.
Which is one annoying thing if it's at your local university. It's a completely different annoying thing if it's training our very best who are there to fight wars to the death with another country. That doesn't want to. China would like to make the whole world live the way they do, and they don't care about gender pronouns. The presentation tells cadets to recognize diverse family tradition and do away with mom and dad. Equally, they are told to use partner rather than boyfriend or girlfriend. The training also says to use person-centered language, such as people with disabilities instead of the disabled, and transgender people instead of transgenders. Not colorblind or I don't see color, but color conscious, it adds. We see color patterns and value people for their uniqueness. That's that whole even though Martin Luther King was wanting to see a colorblind society, that is now seen as very, very uncool to say, I don't see colors. No, I
indeed,
do see
you're
colors.
Supposed to fetishize people by their color.
Yeah. The slides insist that include, listen to this horse crap, by the way. I'm on the podcast. Listen to this horse shit. The slides they're showing our Air Force cadets now insist that inclusive language is critical in both helping lift others as well as in developing war fighters. Is it? Today, we're preparing to face challenges that may not exist today, the training says. For example, information warfare only became a career field 7 years ago, and we stood up to the space for blah, 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 blah. A bunch of words. That
so you're being
anything.
Futuristic by denying that there's such thing as a mom and a dad. Yeah. In spite of the entirety of human history, because of the bizarre theories of an incredibly small group of, crazed academics and their nutty acolytes.
Yeah.
Oy.
It's something.
Yeah, it is. It's almost worth being able to observe it just as an amateur scientist, a student of humankind. It's so weird. It's almost interesting enough to make you forget how terrible it is.
I don't know that this is going to make us a less lethal fighting machine, but, common sense would tell me, in business practice or a sports team or anything like that, any time you spend on stuff that doesn't matter takes away from things that do matter.
Right. Absolutely true. And it's life and death. And, and when we're talking about the military. And what's so idiotic about it is... Well, there's so many things that are idiotic about it, but the idea that because some people are neither right-handed or left-handed, it's really hurtful and hateful to ever refer to anybody being left-handed or right-handed.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, yeah. To ambidextrous just really brands them as something different. It others them.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Even though I'm it, and you can say that all day long if you'd like. It's just the fact that anybody, I don't know. People are trying to live their lives. I can't expect everybody to be an ideological warrior. Number one, people want to be good people, and when they're told by their like entire faculty and staff at their school that you better do this or you're a bad person, they do it. They fall for it. But it's just so freaking crazy.
I'm more comfortable with adapting to some things than a lot of our talk radio brethren, but telling our Air Force cadets to not use the term mom or dad is a diseased country. That is sick.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
the no hell?
On the other hand, watching them do their parachuting all day long there in Colorado Springs is super cool. My mom and dad lived there for about a dozen years, and rolling into town, you'd see it, then we'd go watch it just for fun, and just really cool, man, the daring do that our armed services do in their training and the things they learn how to do. They're so incredibly capable and brave. It's awe-inspiring. So it's quit screwing with them, huh?
Man, when I was marching around the football field at the Air Force Academy, poorly playing my trumpet in high school band, though, I'm not sure that did much to help our military either.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast, Mom and Dad.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Shut up. Well, I guess that's it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.